The greatest nominee ever chosen. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now it is on. Senate Republicans are standing firm and will not even hold a hearing for President Obama's next Supreme Court nominee.
The Judiciary Committee has unanimously recommended there be no hearings. I agree with that.
But not so fast, Senator McConnell, because it sounds like Democrats have a surprise up their sleeves.
He hasn't seen the pressure that's going to build.
They will have to back off their position with their tail between their legs.
Now, who could the president pick that would make the Republicans back off with their tail between their legs? Clearly, Democrats have something planned, and I think I know what it is. The president is going to nominate Jesus Christ. Who else could it be? Now, for those of you not acquainted with Jesus or his judicial record, it is true that he has never written any court opinions himself, but his supporters, who, by the way, absolutely worship him, will tell you he's not only a man of rock-solid integrity, but comes from a great family. Now, some accounts do mention that Jesus was disobedient once, staying behind to teach in the temple without telling his parents. And he was occasionally careless about his health. 40 days in the desert without eating, unhealthiest crash diet ever. And he does have a soft spot for adulterers, but then so does Congress. And he's not much into self-defense, so he might have a slight Second Amendment problem. But overall, his judicial record? Darn good. As far as we know, in the past 2,000 plus years that he's been sitting at the right hand of the Father, not one of his rulings has been overturned. So, expect Jesus Christ to be the nominee. And as for the timing, I can't say for sure, except that logically it would have to be after Easter. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.